With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The federal government is taking charge of Washington, D.C.'s Union Station, which is currently managed by Amtrak. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the landmark transportation hub has fallen into disrepair. The president's anti-crime crusade is scoring points with the American people.
A poll from the Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs Research shows 81% of Americans see crime as a major problem in large cities. Slightly more than half of U.S. adults say they approve of the president's handling of crime. But the poll shows there is less public support for federal takeovers of local police departments. Trump has deployed the National Guard to the District of Columbia and has threatened to expand that model to other cities across the country. The poll also shows Trump's overall approval rating has increased to 45% now. Mike Hemp in Washington.
And pursuing his successful crime-crushing strategy in the nation's capital, Mr. Trump now seeks the most severe of punishments for convicted killers.
In his ongoing crackdown on crime in Washington, D.C., the president said he wants murderers to pay the ultimate price.
If somebody kills somebody in the capital, Washington, D.C., we're going to be seeking the death penalty.
During a cabinet meeting at the White House, he said he doesn't know if the country is ready for capital punishment, but insisted we have no choice. D.C. and nearly two dozen states have abolished the death penalty. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Firefighters in California wine country making slow but steady progress in their battle to corral the massive picket fire that's burning in Napa County. The blaze has charred just over 6,800 acres, now just over 20% contained. On Wall Street, the Dow, 21 points higher. This is SRN News. A major medical facility is doing a 180.
Boston Children's Hospital was the first in the nation to open a pediatric gender clinic where kids could get sex change operations or receive puberty-blocking hormones. Now under pressure from the Trump administration and fearing lawsuits from unhappy customers, the hospital is trying to erase history. Gay activists report the BCH has done a thorough purge of its website to remove all references to the surgeries it carried out in the past. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A network of abortion clinics in Maine will not resume getting Medicaid funds while its lawsuit against the Trump administration plays out. The decision against Maine family planning by a federal judge comes despite a ruling last month by a different judge who stated that Planned Parenthood clinics around the country must continue to receive reimbursements. The Maine network includes 18 abortion clinics across the state. This is SRN News. At least a dozen colleges have been targeted by a caller falsely reporting a gunman on campus.
The calls have spread fear among students and faculty members as the school year begins. Hoax calls and false alarms sending students and teachers scrambling for safety in classrooms. Yet officers who swarmed around various campuses looking for any threat have found none in the last few weeks. Security teams say officials must now find the right balance in keeping people on guard just in case any real threats are in the future. Jason Walker reporting.
The U.S. is ramping up efforts to boost production of crucial components used in electric vehicles, smartphones, and fighter jets. The Trump administration is pouring resources into the critical rare earth minerals industry with the goal of reducing reliance on communist China. SRNnews.com.